Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are joining us from this morning. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I am very excited about this episode of Daphne New Day's show today. You notice we are kind of doing things a little differently. And, you know, it is all about obedience and listening to your supporters. And one of the things that my listeners has asked for is that if it's even once per month, they would love me not to have a guest in the studio. And what they want to have me do, they would like to hear me teach or speak, if you may, on different topics. And because I am here to serve you and to add value, I need to be obedient to your request. So today being November 17th, 2010, today is the first day that we will be doing this. So thank you for trusting me enough to speak into your lives and to share some of the information that I have acquired over the years. The chat room is open and the phone lines are open. The telephone number is 646-915-8166. And I want to encourage you to call me. And to what I will be teaching on is the 20 top reasons to work with the right coach. And I've narrowed them down to 20. I could give you 101, but we only have a limited time, and I decide that this is what I will teach on this morning. Again, we will be speaking on the 20 top reasons to work with the right coach. As I mentioned just a second ago, the chat room is open. So if you're there, keep yourselves active, entertained while you jot down notes and everything like that. And occasionally, if I have a call or someone is asking a question on the air, I will check the chat room to see what you guys are saying there. But I do encourage you to call 646-915-8166. And thank you, as always, for stopping by. And I want to tell you, if you're on live and you're listening, if you are in the Connecticut area and you are a supporter of the New Day radio show and the New Day TV show, on December the 11th, I will be having a luncheon for the supporters and the volunteers that has supported me over the years. And the luncheon will be at Two Stone Hill Road in Bethel. And it starts around about 1 o'clock. So if you are local in Connecticut, let me see you there. So without any further delay, let us go into my presentation for today, the 20 top reasons to work with the right coach. Now, first things first. Oftentimes, I have heard numerous individuals say these words, coaching, that is too expensive. I cannot afford it. I am telling you, as a coach myself, I've been a coach for a very long time. I am telling you, based on my experience, and for someone who has been working with coaches in different aspects of my life and career, both personally and professionally, what I have come to realize is that I cannot afford not to be working with a coach. So, with that being said, the same thing goes for you. If you look on all the professional athletes, you look on Tiger Woods, you look on Magic Johnson, you look on all those powerful athletes, you look on successful, prominent business people, you look at Warren Buffett, you look at Donald Trump, you look at Tony Robbins, you look at Mark Victor Hansen, you look at Jack Canfield. All those men, Alana Van Zandt, Oprah Winfrey, you know, Tyra Banks, the name and the list goes on and on and on. All those people, they have coaches, they work with coaches. So, as a business person, as an entrepreneur, or someone who is looking to really tap into their true calling and purpose, you cannot afford not to be working with a coach. Even the coach needs a coach. As I just mentioned, you need a coach, you need a mentor, you need a role model. You know, I have all three. And one of the other things that I have in place, to which I'm not speaking on today, but I just want to refer to it, is an inner circle that I refer to as my power team. And that's another topic for another time. So, I have just opened the door for you, and I want you to take what I have just said. said, to heart and look into assessing and evaluating the way that you do things. Now, I am going to give you a minute to grab your pen or writing equipment so that you can jot these insights and these 20 points down that I will be speaking on. Now, look at, I want to give you some pointers on why you need to choose the right coach. Choosing the right coach, how and where to start. These very important questions will help you get the process started. One thing I want you to bear in mind is that in anything we do in our lives, knowing the right questions to ask is extremely important. So, let us begin. Your needs are different from everyone else that you know. They are different from your parents, your siblings, your spouse, your co-worker, your children, your neighbor, your best friend. They are different. Everyone else you know, it does not matter how similar things look to you. When you begin to peel the onion back, you realize that, oh, my needs are so different from yours. They're oftentimes similar, but they are different. The reason this is so is because we are all unique and authentic beings. You need to find the right type of coach to fit and match your unique personality. Selecting and choosing the right coach, it's like assembling a puzzle. You open the packet, you empty out the pieces on the surface that you are working with, and you begin to sort the pieces out and gradually you begin to match the pieces together. And it's the same thing you do in selecting a coach. And here are some questions, very important questions, I would like for you to jot down. And these questions are about you, who you are, and what your needs are. The first questions you need to ask yourself: Am I a person who need a cheerleader? A cheerleader is someone who is going to give you hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Way to go, way to go, Daphne. You did it. I know you could. Way to go. Yes, yes. Hooray, hooray. But you need that type of affirmation in order to propel you into action. Only you know that question. So when you ask that question, be honest to yourself. Am I someone that needs a cheerleader? And you jot your answer down. The next question I want to ask yourself: are you on the other end of the spectrum? Do you need a taskmaster? A taskmaster is someone who is going to be at you, over your back, with the whip. Come on, girl. Come on, Daphne. You got to go. You got to do it. There's nothing that's going to stop you. Come on, come on. We got to get this done in 20 minutes. We got to get this done in 30 minutes. We got to get this done in 45 minutes. Come on, girl. You don't have the whole year to do this. You got to get caught. Let's go. Let's go. Then they call you back and they say, well, talk to me. What have you acquired or accomplished in X amount of time? Talk to me. Come on. Come on. Now, you know I'm not going to ease you up. I got to keep at you because I see it in you. I know you have it in you to do this thing. Are you that type of a person that needs a taskmaster? The other question I want you to ask yourself, are you someone who only needs someone to bounce ideas off on? You don't need a cheerleader. You don't need a taskmaster. You need someone who will listen. Listen intently to you. Are you that type of a person? That person will sit and that person will listen to you and they will affirm you in everything you are saying just by the nodding of the head. And at the end, you will say, well, now, what's your insight into all that I have said? And the person will be able to throw some ideas in and say, well, they will begin to ask you other important questions. Have you thought of a plan A, a plan B, or a plan C? Have you thought of ways that will get into your way of accomplishing these goals that you have set out for yourself? They will begin to ask you right questions, which will now expand and build on your thought process. The next question you will be asking yourself, do I need someone who I only want them to give me their undivided attention? I don't want them to be judgmental. I don't want them to tell me where my failures are, how much time I failed, and all of that. They are there for me, and they are there to say, in spite of all of that, you can still make it. They are objective and they are extremely good listener and they support and embrace you. Are you someone that needs that kind of a support? Are you someone who needs an effective communicator? Someone who will explain in a sensitive manner what you need to do and how you need to do it. And at the same time, is able to hold you accountable. Only you know what you are looking for. The next question is, you have to know what you want to accomplish. Otherwise, you will not be successful with a coach. So, after you answer all these questions, you answer the question of, what am I looking for in a coach? Do I need a cheerleader? Or do I need a taskmaster? Do I want someone to bounce off ideas on? Am I looking for someone who is an extremely good listener? Or am I looking for an effective communicator? You answer those questions honestly to yourself. Now, you need to grab your journal and you jot down what is it you are looking to accomplish. Because unless you know where you are going, you will not know when you get there. So it is important to have a plan so you can know the end result. As you begin to work with the coach, you will know, oh my heavens, I can go to this and I can be checking off. It's like you're creating a checklist. And you check off because you know, well, I was looking for A. Oh, here I am in 6 weeks. I already got A. And you can move on and you check this list off. When you go to the coach with a plan, it will be much more convenient for the coach to deliver. Because as a coach, I can tell you, we work with a diverse population of people. And as I mentioned to you, there is not one person that have the same needs. Everybody else's needs are different. So it's not like you open a pack of cookie cutter and this person come with the cookie dough and you take that up and you just press and cut and press and cut and press and cut. No. I can tell you, as a coach myself, each client that I work with, oftentimes I have different materials and programs that I work with, and oftentimes I need to pull from this module to that, from that module to come up with the unique module for that person. So I'm sure that majority of coaches operate that way as well. Along with the question and knowing what you want to be sure that the coach you're working with is not only coming with book knowledge. However, it is to your advantage to be working with somebody who has learned by experience. You know they have the term, been there, done that. Now, I have found that my clients who can relate with my life experience and stories, it allows for them to get results much faster and much quicker. I can never tell a client how short a time they will get results, because I am only a facilitator facilitating the coaching process. I am a channel through which this knowledge and information is flowing that I pass on to my clients. But I have found over the years that clients that have connected with my story helps them to get their results. So look for someone that connects with your story, whether it's in business or in your personal life. Okay, so I just want to briefly list the questions I want you to ask yourselves. And there are many more right questions that you will come up with as you create your list. But here are the ones we spoke about this morning. Are you someone that needs a cheerleader? Are you someone that needs a taskmaster? Are you someone who only needs someone to bounce off ideas on? Are you someone who needs a good listener? Are you someone that needs an effective communicator who will be able to explain things in a sensitive manner and about what you need to do, and at the same time has the ability to hold you accountable. And the last thing is for you to develop a plan or a checklist of what it is that you are looking to accomplish. Now we are going to move into the top 10 reasons to be working with a coach. Reason number one, as you look over your life, are you someone who hates your day job and want to do something that you are passionate about? And you know this if you are this person, because you had a 3-day weekend off and you went back to work, and it's your first day at work, and you're standing over the water cooler to ask, is it Friday yet, or when is payday? You dread the minute you pull up in that parking lot and to turn the car off, or whatever mode of transportation you use for work. And you just dread it. You don't want to be there. Then it's time for you to find a coach who can help you work through those things. And it's not a bad or a good situation. It is just what it is. Because as we progress in life, we need to know that everything in our lives has a season. And oftentimes, we remain in our jobs or our vocation long after that season is up. So don't sit there and get yourself frustrated and get everybody else around you annoyed and stressed out. Invest in yourself by working with a coach and to find out, what can I do to enhance and enlighten what I am doing for me? Now, number two. Is your work or business running you crazy, bonkers, up the wall? It doesn't matter what you do. You are burnt out and you are stressed. Are you that type of a person? If you are, that's another reason to look for a coach. Because it's running you and driving you crazy, because you have not prioritized how you need to be doing things. So, what are the two first reasons that you need to be looking at getting a coach? Reason number three. You are looking to go from a functional business or entrepreneurial person into an extraordinary business person. Know that the days of Lone Rangers are all over. We cannot do things by ourselves. We all need the support. Those of you who are listening to me and you have your spiritual health in order, you know that so long as you invest in some quiet time, you can tap into your Father and you can get the answer to your question. But I tell you what happened with a lot of people is that we are so busy, 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 running, 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 ripping our hairs out. And even when people offer to help us, We think that if we do not do it, it cannot get done in a correct, proper way. So if you are that type of a person, and you are saying, enough is enough, I'm sick and tired of this kind of a life, you want to move that kind of a behavior from just functioning, just being here, you can do that by working with a coach. You can convert yourself and your actions and your behavior into extraordinary output, where your business will be a joy, your job or your vocation will be a joy to you. Step or reason number 4. Are you a procrastinator who can never get things done on time? A coach can help you narrow the gap and holds you accountable on not being a procrastinator. Some people are a personality, you know, some people are a, some people, they cross all the T's, dot all the I, erase them, dot them again and cross them again, and you know, they go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. I tell you, when I was living back in Jamaica, I had a dressmaker. We don't call them designers. We call them dressmaker. And she was very good, very talented woman. And she would make the most gorgeous outfit, but she would have it ready for you on the day that you need it. So you would need to go there to sit and to wait. And over the years, I learned a creative way of getting my dresses on time. So I decided, instead of going there to sit on the day that I really needed it, I would give her a week or a 2 weeks date when I would need it. I would still be going there to sit on that day to wait for it. However, I would have it ready before, 2 weeks or a week before. So this is what, if you're a procrastinator, your coach will help you to design or develop a plan of action to gradually graduate you out of the procrastinator's mode. Now, step number 5. You need a better understanding of how to leverage your networks and resources. That's a reason to be working with a coach, and one that understands what it is you are looking for, what it is that you have available to you, how to prioritize utilizing those resources and those networks. I give you a little bit about me. I love to talk, and I have the radio show. On the radio show, I have 25,000 followers. On Twitter, I have 2,000. I mean, on Facebook, I have 2,000. I think 700 followers. On Twitter, I have 24,000 followers. Now, one of the things I'm working with is a social media coach who is going to help me to effectively utilize all these followers. I don't just want to have their names listed there. I am looking to add value to them and to the people around them. So I'm working on action plans in which I can serve them more effectively. And you maybe someone in that same position or situation now. And you can find a social media coach who can help you to work through those same things. If you are working with a personal development coach or a branding coach, they might not be the right person to be working with you on your social media. And this is why at the beginning you heard me mention about working with coaches in different sections of my life, because there is no one person that have the answer, that has the answer. Number six, you don't know how to develop a network that supports your business vision and mission. Then you need to be working with a coach, because the coach will help you to extract what's in your heart, what's in your head, and out there on paper, and discuss with it so you can fine-tune it. And you can put it in language that others will understand. If you're like me in some way, a lot of times you write something, and what's in your head and what's in your heart is not really what's on the paper until you ask someone else to read that for you. And I always read it out aloud or ask them to read it aloud so I can hear really what they're saying. And then all of a sudden I get an awareness that said, no, that was not what I was looking to write. But, and that's why it's important to have someone else read your work, because of those reasons. A lot of time what is in your heart and is in your head, it's not what you end up writing. And it's the same thing. If you find out that your network, they are not supporting your business, your vision, your calling, your mission, your journey that you're on, get a coach to help you refine it, and pay someone who knows how to put it in the language that the general public will understand. A lot of times, we are not the best people to be writing up the description of what is in our heart. We need to tell it to the experts and let them do that for us. Number seven, are you skilled at doing the work or vacation or business that you do? However, none of it is coming your way for different reasons. You just cannot attract the customer or the client. Are you in that position? Well, put pride aside. Put pride under your feet and begin to work with a coach. Let them know, well, you know, I've been doing this for so many years, yet there's nobody who wants to pay me for it, or there's nobody who is saying, I want you to come in and do this for me. I'm on the job from when I have not gotten any promotion. What is it that you know you're good at doing it, you know you give your best, yet it's not coming your way? Now, this is the time for you to bring in a coach to help you. I want to tell you, if you have a question or if you have any experience with coaching, you can call during the presentation and I will take the call, and then we will go back to the presentation. So again, the number is 646-915-8166. Reason number eight. You have a hugely successful business. However, you still do not demonstrate that success. There is something why you are not demonstrating and embracing or portraying the success that you have in your business. Working with a coach can help you do that. Is it because of past experiences, past hurts or something? Is it something that has been said to you, have spoken over your life? Is there an underlying feeling that I am not deserving? I should not have this much success. Somebody else deserves it, not me. A coach will help you to flush this out and to bring it to the surface. So, if you are just joining us, so far we went over point number one. Are you someone that hates your job and want to do something that you're passionate about? Reason number two, is your business or job running you crazy? Are you burnt out and stressed? Number three, are you looking to go from a functional business person to an extraordinary business person or entrepreneur? Number four, are you a procrastinator who never gets things done on time? Number five, do you need a better understanding of how to leverage your networks and resources? Number six, you don't know how to develop a network that supports your business vision and mission. Number seven, are you skilled doing the work? However, none of that work is coming your way. Number eight, you have a hugely successful business. However, you still do not demonstrate that success in your life. Now we're moving to reason number nine in the top 20 reasons that I chose for today to be working with the right coach. And number nine is, are you looking to create clarity on what you really want in your life? A lot of times we want a lot. And I'm not saying that we are not capable of attracting that abundance. However, what we need to do is to prioritize. I know in my life, there comes a time when I need to put something on the back burner. I'm extremely creative and I keep getting ideas, and I want to do this and I want to do that. And that's where my coaches help me to say, okay, great idea, Daphne. When are you going to do that? What's the date on that? Let us work around a time frame. And I need to be flexible. I need to get clarity to say, to understand that not because I get the idea now, it does not mean that I need to implement it now. So you can work with your coach to get clarity in knowing what you really want in your life and when to go after those things. Reason number 10. Coaching helps to strengthen your personal foundation, raise your standards, eliminate tolerations, and helps you to set boundaries. Now, this one is for me. I'll tell you a little bit about my shortcomings in that area. For years, I find it extremely challenging in saying no to someone who needs my service. They will call me, they will come to me, they will promise to pay for the service later on, or they don't have the money. Oh, well, you don't have the money. I take a credit card. Oh, my credit card is over the limit. And the reasons went on and on and on and on and on and on. And I would sit in my chair and I would do a silent soul searching. And I would say, God, how can I not serve this person who is in need? When you have given me the skill, the talent, the knowledge, and the know-how in which to help them, how can I not do it? And then, like the sucker I am, I would fall for it and I would give service. And they would excel and they never comes back to compensate for the service that they have gotten. Well, it was one too much. And it came the time when I had to be open with my coach. And I told him that that time I was working with a male business coach in New York. And I told him what was going on. And he helped me in developing the way, create an action plan in which people will not be taking advantage of my kindness, and that they will understand that in order to get the service, what they need to do. So if you are in that situation or something similar, speak with your coach, because he or she will help you to strengthen your foundation, raise your standards, and eliminate tolerations, and help you to set boundaries. I tell you, working with the human race can be taxing and challenging on you. I have found out that one too many times people are looking to take advantage of your kindness and what you are giving. And don't be sent on a guilt trip. You know, I now have in place a list where people who are looking for pro bono work, they go on that list and a waiting list is created. And if they are waiting too long on the list, they can get themselves off of that list by paying me to get what it is that they are looking to do. Do not misunderstand me. What we do is not about the money. It is about impacting and making a difference in other people's lives. However, all coaches, all trainers, all facilitators, all speakers, all entrepreneurs and business people have families. They have overhead, and they have expenses that they must meet up to. And it is from you compensating them with the skills and talents that they have that they are able to meet these obligations. So, If you are someone who is looking to work with a coach, remember what I have just said, that they have their responsibilities too that they must meet. Number 11, coaching teaches you how to attract abundance into your life rather than you programming your life with lack and struggle. We, for the past 2 years, I am sure that you have been hearing extremely energetic dialogue around the economy. It doesn't matter where you are. There is some argument taking place about the economy. There are economists that is giving their piece, and there are bankers, there are financial planners who are giving their piece. And we as entrepreneurs are small business people, and especially the ones who were smart enough to begin to work with a coach. You really don't hear them complaining because they are doing what they need to do, because they know that the turnaround that is to come in the world's economy will come through the efforts, dedication, and commitments of entrepreneurs and small business people. As we look over history, there are large numbers of millionaires and multimillionaires who found their niche during the Great Depression. You know, I was listening to a DVD by a young man who had an accident, and the accident that he had while he was recuperating helped him to find out what his true calling and purpose was. Now he is helping other people to hone into their stories and what they have and what it will help them to accomplish. So know what it is you have and use it to the best of your ability. You know, we cannot fall into the trap of complaining that this is not there and the system is not that. And, you know, God did not give us the skills and talents that he gives us for doing nothing with. So we need to invest in ourselves to sharpen these tools that he gave us so that we can attract the abundance in our life that is ours. I know, and as I'm telling you, like I know my name today, as I'm telling you, there is enough for everybody. There is no lack, there is no shortage, there is enough for everybody. So you need to do your best in order to get what is yours. You can only lose out if you do not continue to invest in your education. And when I say education, I'm not thinking about academics. I'm thinking about personal development education. You know, going to seminars, going to workshops, reading books about your industry or your business or your career or whatever it is that you are involved in. listen to tapes, watch DVDs, because there are lots and lots and lots of information out there so that you can keep building and building and building yourself. So that's another thing that a coach does, is teach you how to attract abundance into your life rather than to continually program in your life for lack and struggle. You're probably saying, Daphne, how do I program myself? And when we get up every day and we talk about what we do not have, that's what we are doing. Instead, I want to encourage you about turning it around and giving gratitude for what you do have and what you have had in the past. I think it was this Monday that I sent a tweet out to my followers asking them to develop a list of 17 things that they are grateful for. So far, I've only gotten, I got 3 replies back. 2 people gave all 17, and one person sent one to say that I would be at the top of that list. I want to encourage you who are listening to this episode right now, I want to encourage you to begin to do that. And you are going to be amazed to see the revelation that comes to you out of that practice. So every morning you get up after you do your devotion or whatever else you do, or as you're sitting to have your cup of green tea or coffee or whatever your hot beverage is, just grab your journal and begin to write, what are you grateful for? Number 12 on the top 20 list of things that you need to be, why you need to be working with the right coach. Are you looking to be more balanced in your life? And for me, I am extremely spiritual. But there was one time when I found myself, all I am doing was church, work, church, work, home, church, work, home, church, work, home, church, work, home. And I began working with a new coach, and she had asked me, well, what do I do for fun? And the things I did for fun at the time, I was on the choir at church. I was part of drama at church, and that's what I identify or acknowledge as the things I did for fun. And she said, no, I'm talking about real fun. And then I realized that I wasn't doing anything out there for me. I did not have a balanced life. And little by little, I began doing stuff just for me, stuff that I enjoy, stuff that did not have anything to do with work, stuff that did not have anything to do with church, but it was something that I enjoyed doing. And it was a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And now I am beginning to incorporate things that will help to present my life as a balanced life. So, for those who are just joining, so far we went over, are you someone that hates your day job and want to do something you're passionate about? That's a reason to be working with a coach. Is your work or business driving you crazy? Are you burnt out or stressed? That's another reason for you to get a coach. Are you looking to go from a functional business or entrepreneurial person into an extraordinary one? A coach, the right coach can help you to do that. Are you a procrastinator who can never get things done on time? Then you know you need a coach to help you there. Do you need a better understanding on how to leverage your network and resource? Then you need a coach to help you. You don't know how to develop a network that supports your businesses, your business, your vision, or your mission? A coach can help you to do that. You are skilled in doing the work. However, none of it is coming your way. A coach can help you fine-tune your message or look into you as an individual. What are some of the shortcomings? Do you have a hugely successful business? However, you still do not demonstrate success. You know, there can be some underlying reasons there or feeling where you think you are not deserving of that greater success. And you don't think you should have all of that. Somebody else should. So although the success keep coming and the plate keep getting fuller and fuller, you still think, oh, no, that's not for me. And you just go around, you're just looking as if, oh, nothing is happening. People look and say, oh, he or she, they're so successful. Yet you see them, they're so grouchy, they're sad. They always yelling and biting at people. Please. Go find yourself the right coach to help you get the right attitude. Number 9, are you looking for clarity on what you really want in your life? A coach can help you to do that. Number 10, coaching helps you to strengthen your personal foundation, raise your standards, eliminate tolerations, and helps you to set boundaries. We all have stories on top of stories on top of stories that fits into that number 10, why we need to find the right coach to work with. Number 11, coaches teaches us how to attract abundance into our life rather than us programming our lives for luck and struggles. You know, you oftentimes, those of you who are in the religious or spiritual arena, oftentimes hear that there is power in the tongue. You know, and what I oftentimes tell my clients is that you have the pen to begin to rewrite the script to your life. And that pen is our tongue. Because the words that we speak are so powerful in our lives that we must be cautious only to speak the right words. So if we get up 365 days a year and we keep saying we don't have, well, that's exactly what we will get, what we speak into our lives. So remember, if you get nothing else out of what I am speaking on today, I want you to continuously remind yourself that you have the new pen in which to rewrite the script to your life. And one of the first script you need to write in your life is to find yourself a coach to help you to begin to look at the brighter future. Now, we are down to number 12 out of the 20 top reasons. And number 12 is, are you looking to create a more balanced life? And for each and every one of us, we know what balance means. You know, there are lots and lots of women who find it extremely challenging to take some quiet time for themselves. You can start getting that quiet time for yourself by beginning to work in with a coach. And know that you don't need to feel guilty about doing that, because you deserve every little bit of it. Number 13. You need to be working with the right coach to challenge you to stretch and grow in new and exciting ways. You know, coaches, working with coaches, and I can speak for me. Each client that I get, I look at that client as a piece of elastic. You know about an elastic band, or for those people who are designers, you get the big roll of elastic. And when you are looking to place elastic in a garment, you know, if you measure that elastic too wide, the garment will fall off the person. So you measure the elastic so that when it stretches, it will give the proper fit to the person's body. It's not too tight. It is not too loose. It just fits correctly. And that's what I see when I look at each client. And after every visit, I see them stretching a little more. And I give them something that will allow them to stretch. And every week, I raise the bar. I raise the bar. I raise the bar. I raise the bar. I raise the bar a little higher until it has become part of who they are. And you know that once you are stretched, once you are stretched continuously to the max, you cannot, under any circumstances, go back to that same old comfort level. So that's another amazing thing that coaches, working with the right coach, will help you to stretch and grow in new, exciting ways. Number 14. Working with a coach, you're giving yourself an edge in your career and also in your life. You know, because I've had a lot of conversations with entrepreneurs, and a lot of entrepreneurs are small business people. They would not go to a conference. They will not buy a book. They won't read any materials or anything, because they always say that they don't have the money to do that, and they don't have the money to do the other. And, oh, the last thing on my mind is hiring a coach. Oh, no, that is for the rich people sometimes. And believe me, I've heard people say that a few times. But you need to begin to view that once you hire your coach and you begin to work with your coach, you are giving yourself an edge. Not only an edge, an extremely sharp edge, because your coach is going to be abreast of new trends and systems that are in place that he or she will share with you. And the person who is just home driving themselves crazy and not investing in themselves, they will not have that new edge, and you will be ahead of them. Number 15, coaching helps you to have your successes fully championed, acknowledged, and celebrated. You know that oftentimes the people around us, they do not applaud us. Well, I tell you, as a coach, I do not miss a moment to applaud my clients, to acknowledge and celebrate with them, and champion all that they are doing. Because you know that everybody needs a pat on the back. And this is what we do. Even whether you fall into the category of the person that needs that cheerleader, where I went through in the opening statement, whether you are somebody that leads a cheerleader, or if you are a taskmaster, whichever else, whatever category you fall into, everybody needs a pat on their back. Everybody needs to hear the words, well done. And as you work with a coach to help you have your successes fully championed, acknowledged, and celebrated, you are going to find yourself actually utilizing those things as testimonials. You know, when I did Mary Kay Cosmetics, one of the things Mary Kay usually say is that if you want news to get around, you need to tell it to a woman. And one of the things we know too, we can look into our everyday life. What we do as women, we go somewhere and we see a sale, we see a goodbye. What we do? We grab our cell phone out, we either call or we text or we email somebody and say, girl, this place and other place, there is sale, you got to come on down here. There's something for the children. There's something for the husband. You got to come down and get it. And it's the same thing in this point 15. When you have your business fully championed, acknowledged, and celebrated, people are going to be talking about you. They are going to be talking about the difference and the impact that you have made in their lives. They are going to talk about the results. They are going to be telling others why they need to go to you. So that's another top reason that you need to be working with a coach. And reason number 16. Working with a coach helps you through problems and challenging periods. I know there are often times when I have a session set up with someone, and when we get into the session, I find out that there's something that happened that cannot allow the person to be effective in the now, in the moment, or in the task at hand. And what I oftentimes must do is to work through that issue that's pressing on them and help them to overcome or resolve or sort out as much as they can sort out so that they can move into what it is that they need to do now. There are oftentimes, if you're going through those conflict problems, challenges and struggles, and you do not have a coach that you're working with, is that you walk around with all this burden. It's like having a ton of bricks on your back or on your head. It burdens you down and it have you slouching over and you just cannot perform. But that's one of the reason why you need to have a coach in your life and someone who can help you through those situations. Number 17, coaching teaches you how to tap into your inner wisdom for guidance for the right questions. You remember in the opening statement I mentioned to you that asking yourself the correct questions is very important. And teaching, working with a coach teaches you how to do that in your business. There are times when I get ideas and I got to go seeking and pressing in and, you know, writing in my journal, writing the idea down and go back and read it over. Oftentimes I discuss it with my coaches, and there are some times when I think, no, I'm not ready to discuss it yet. However, because over the years I've invested in myself and in my education, I have learned techniques from other coaches on how to tap into my inner wisdom or guidance. I know how to ask the right questions. I no longer must walk around with the burden on my back. Instead, I can tap into, I can extract, I can put on the pages of my journal what those things are, and then I can utilize them when the time is correct. I want to again remind you that the chat room is up. If you have questions, I want you to type it there. And if you're listening and you can call in, I want you to call in. I want you to call 646-915-8166. And I am teaching on the 20 top reasons why you should be working with the right coach. Reason number 18. You should be working with the right coach if you are looking to explore your life purpose and vision and integrate it fully into your magnificent life. Did you ever think to yourself how magnificent a life you have? We do. You know, with our flaws and everything, with the bulges here and everything, we have a magnificent life. And we need to begin to embrace and support that life. Know that it is all we have got, and we have to show gratitude and appreciation for that. If you are kind of on the fence about what your life purpose is, then working with a coach can help you to identify what that is. You, for those of you who have been listening to my show for a while, you know that one of my passion and focus is to work with individuals to harness their true calling and purpose. And you too can have a coach that help you to really hone into that and to identify what your true calling and purpose is. So, because we don't want you to die and leave this world with your music not played, with your building not being architect, with your book not written, with your poetry not written, with a garment not designed, with a speech not being told, with an artwork not designed. Whatever your calling is, whatever your purpose is, we do not want you to leave this earth with that not being done. So, think about working with a coach in order to help you bring that out. Reason number 19. Coaching helps you sharpen your craft, which gives you an edge in your career, business, in your life and relationships, both personally and professionally. You know, I know as I look back over my clients, it is always such a joy to watch them evolve as I begin working with them. I've had spouses call me or email to me to ask me what have I been doing with their spouse. I have children ask me the same questions. You know, what have you done to my parents? What have you been doing to my mom, to my dad? And I say, nothing. And they say, yes, because of X, Y, Z and all of that. And I tell you, it is so rewarding for me to hear that. It is such a reward when I get a call like that or an email or a face-to-face conversation. When someone can see a difference in the lives of their loved one and compliment me on that. And that's one of my goal and focus. And, you know, when I sit with my clients, I tell them that I am looking to help you to be a better person for yourself, for your community, for the people who are around you, those who are in business, for their clients or customers. I want all-round balance for my clients. I want to be part of that engravement in their legacy that they are creating. I want to be a positive influence in that. And our final point is point number 20. A coach provides a positive, objective opportunity for extracting information, for providing a sounding board, for providing a non-judgmental atmosphere for his or her client. You know, when my clients get in my office or they get on my phone to me, they can vent, they can open, they can do or say what's on their minds. Because that environment is safe place. It is safe haven for them. I'm not going to tell them that there are goals that they can't accomplish. I'm going to say, good for you. Go for it. Let's talk about the action plan. Let's talk about whether or not there are things in there that will get in the way, that will hinder you. Let's talk about those things. And everyone needs a safe haven in their lives. And that's what, you know, some people find it in religion, some people find it in alcohol and some other non-positive elements. However, your coach or coaches in your life can be that safe haven for you that will help you to develop what it is you're looking to do. Now, as an empowerment specialist, relationship coach, business and personal development coach, my goal is that the lives of my clients, as well as the people around them, their customers, family members, are enriched. Every person needs a coach, so long as you are looking to impact the way that you serve others. Coaching is part of you. Coaching is part of your continued success. And I want to briefly run over the areas that I covered today, and to let you know that the lines are open now for your call. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So today's presentation was on 20 top reasons to work with the right coach. And believe me, I could have given you 1,001 or 101. However, I chose to narrow it down to 20 today as beginners. Now, I mentioned to you that first things need to be first. I've oftentimes heard people mention that they don't have the money, coaching is too expensive, and all of that. But I pointed out to you that if you are looking to enhance what you're doing, you cannot afford not to be working with a coach. I also told you that it's important to have mentors and role models in your life. And oftentimes, you find that for some people, their coach is also their mentor and their role model. You find a module that works for you, and you embrace that one. I also told you that choosing the right coach to work with, there are certain important questions that you need to ask yourself to get the process started. And the reason you need to ask those right questions is because your needs are different from everyone else that you may know. Your needs might be similar, but they're different. You are an authentic being. You need to find the right type of coach to fit your unique personality. I told you that some of the questions that you can begin to ask yourself before you go searching for a coach, You need to ask whether you are a person that likes a cheerleading type of support. Or are you the person that likes the taskmaster approach? Are you the person who just wants someone to bounce ideas off? Are you someone who needs a good listener? Do you need someone who's an effective communicator, who is able to explain in sensitive, simple manner what you need to do? However, at the same time, they are able to hold you accountable, because accountability is a great and powerful part of what coaches do. The last question I want you to ask yourself is, what am I looking to accomplish? Because if you don't have these questions, if you don't know what it is you are looking for, if you don't have a plan, you are not going to be satisfied or successful in the coaching process. Now, here are the top 20 reasons I went over. You need to be working with the right coach if you are someone who hates your day job and is looking for something to do, something that you are passionate about. Is your work or business driving you crazy? Are you burnt out and or stressed? Reason number 3. Are you looking to go from a functional business or entrepreneurial person into an extraordinary business person? Then you need a coach. Are you a procrastinator who can never get things done on time? And I tell you, that one you need to write in red, because you need a coach. Are you looking to have a better understanding about how to leverage your networks and resources? Was point number 5. Point number 6. Do you know how to develop a network that supports your business? You don't know how to develop a network that supports your business or vision. That was reason number 6. Reason number 7, you are skilled at doing the work, however, none of it comes your way. You just sit there in la la land. Number 8, you have a hugely successful business, however, you still do not demonstrate success. You might be experiencing some underlying issues. Why you think you're not deserving such success should be for somebody else, and on and yada, 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 yada. Then you need a coach. Reason number 9. Are you looking to create clarity on what you really want in your life? Are you looking for clarity and what you want to in your life? Then you need to be working with a coach. Point number 10. Coaching helps you to strengthen your personal foundation, raise your standards, eliminate toleration, and helps you to set boundaries. I know a lot of us, especially women, we struggle with that. Number 11, coaching teaches you how to attract abundance into your life rather than you programming your life with lack and struggles. Reason number 12. Are you looking to create a more balanced life? That's a great reason to be working with a coach. Number 13. coaching challenges you to stretch and grow in new and exciting ways. And reason number 14. Coaching gives you an edge in your career, your business, and your life. Reason number 15, coaching helps you to have your successes fully championed, acknowledged, and celebrated. Your coaching will help you understand this component very, very quickly. You know, instead of you ripping your hair out and think, I don't know how to get the word out, because people understand about what you're doing. And they want to help you sing your song and play your music and tell your story. They will get it out there for you. So if you're not working with the right coach, you do not know all of those things. Reason number 16. Coaching helps you to process through problems and challenging periods. It helps you to develop and learn techniques to deal with conflicts. And even as a matter of fact, I didn't mention it in the presentation, that coaching can help you too. In this number 16, sharpen your negotiating skills. Because a lot of times we need to understand that, you know, as we process through challenging issues, negotiation can be one of those issues. And point number 17, coaching teaches you how to tap into your inner wisdom for guidance for the right questions. So instead of running to Dick, Tom, Harry, the dog, the cat, the leaves, everything, instead of running into all of that and to get yourself so worked up about it, you can know how to tap into yourself, your inner wisdom, and for guidance. And you can say, you know, this is a time when I need to take a break. I need to go into meditation. I need to go into prayer. I just need to put my feet up. I just need to shush. And I need to begin to listen. I have found out that during the times that I become still, there are hundreds of insights and revelation which comes to me. And the more I do that, the more I take quiet time and sit and just be quiet, I can embrace all those things, and oftentimes I get the answers that I have been searching for at the top of a hat. And I know that practice, you can improve that in your life. Point number 18. Coaching helps you to explore your life purpose and vision and integrate it fully into your magnificently rich life. You know, we all have such a rich life, and there are some people that keep looking over the fence of the Joneses instead of looking at, I think it's Whoopi Goldberg that says that she has the mind and the power to make the grass whatever color that it, that she wants it. And I like that because you oftentimes hear people say the grass is greener on the other side. And my take on that is, the grass is greener on the other side. I'm not going to leave to go over there to admire that grass. I'm going to begin to tend my grass and fertilize it and water it so that it too can become green. So I just thought I would throw that in. I didn't throw that in the beginning. But, you know, we all need to love and embrace what it is we have for ourselves and show gratitude for it. Because a lot of times we keep looking and looking and looking and looking and think, you know, it's always better. You have people get out of their relationship because somebody had flirted with them and they think that, oh, that person is better than my wife or that person is better than my husband. Hello, wake up and smell the coffee, because the grass is not greener on the other side. If you want to find a green grass, you need to do it for yourself and just water and fertilize your own grass. Now, point number 19. Coaching helps you to sharpen your craft, which gives you an edge in your career, in your business, in your life, in your relationships, both professionally and personally. And the final point, which is point number 20. A coach provides a positive, objective, and opportunity for extracting information, provided an environment for a sounding as a sounding board, is a non-judgmental person who provides a non-judgmental atmosphere to his or her client. Well, those are the 20 top reasons that I've chosen today to impart to you. Let me pray that it has enriched your life. I want you to let me know, you know, come back, call in, send an email. Let me know that these 20 points has helped you to begin to design and develop a plan for 2010. And before we close, I want to let you know that as an empowerment specialist, relationship coach, business and personal development coach, my goal is that the lives of my clients, as well as the people around them, customers or clients, family members, friends, neighbors, workers, must be enriched by the service that I give to them. Every person needs a coach as long as you are in the business of impacting other people's lives and the way that you serve them. Coaching is part of your continued education. You can reach me on telephone 203-885-9434. You can email me at daphne@clarkhudson.com. You can leave me a message here on the blog talk radio site, or send me a message and let me know what you have gotten out of this teaching this morning. As I mentioned earlier on in the beginning, that you have asked me to teach at least once per month, and I've listened to you, and I want to thank you for allowing me to be part of your personal development. I want to extend an invitation to you to visit the Online Empowerment Institute and become a member there. There are lots of powerful teachings that is getting ready to begin there. If you are looking for a coach, whether in personal or on the telephone, whether individual or group, I am available. I enjoy working with people. I enjoy people that are looking to harness and embrace their true life calling and purpose. And this is one of the reasons why I've dedicated my life to changing the world by transforming one life at a time. And one of the ways that I have been doing this is through my coaching practice. I also want to inform you to keep on the lookout, because I tell you, we got something new that is coming for you before the beginning of the year. So I want you to keep on the lookout, keep your antennas up, keep your eyes open, because do we have something for you? You have spoken and we have listened and we have something phenomenal that is coming your way. I want to tell you that next week on Wednesday, I'm having my guest will be Mrs. Tanya Bates, and Tanya is an expert grant writer, and she's going to come on to teach us and tell us about some of the programs that we can utilize to get some funding to fund our vision and mission that we are on. So write it down so that you can join us next Wednesday at 10 o'clock Eastern. That is November 24th. That you can be here with us and to learn from Tanya as she imparts her wealth of knowledge to us. I also want you to know that I'm looking to have my first dreaming room start here in Connecticut on January the 8th. And if you are interested, you can also call me on the same phone number that I gave before, 203-885-9434, or just send me a message or an email, daphne@clarkhudson.com, and let me know. Let me know that you are interested in being part of the Dreaming Room. The Dreaming Room is an experience that is created by Michael E. Gerber. And Michael E. Gerber is the author of the E-Myth. And for those people who have awakened the entrepreneur within them, over the years, know the work of Michael E. Gerber. So the Dreaming Room comes under the origination portion of the Michael E. Gerber companies. And I'm so proud to be Connecticut's first licensee to bring this experience to you. So again, I am looking to be your friend. Join me on Twitter. I have a Facebook fan page. Look for me there. Put my name in. You will find me. And join me on Facebook. Join me on Twitter. I'm on YouTube. Man, I am all over the place. I'm on tag. Some of you already tagged me. And my blog, I have a blog as well. So check them out. If you Google me, you're going to see everything that I am involved with. And it is such a joy for me to have had this opportunity to speak to you today and to help impart some of the things that are working in my life and some of the things that I have learned over the years. I want to encourage you, do not let money get into the way of you getting the help that you need. Where there is a will, there is a way. And instead of saying your business is not making it and that's why you cannot have a coach, that's the reason to have a coach. Find out what it is you need to do daily, weekly, and monthly in order to get the money to engage the services of a coach. And I will see you on the success platform. I look forward to hearing your success story here on the airwaves of Daphne New Day's show. I want to hear from you. Stop by, mark the show special, invite me to be your friend. And I am telling you, you are going to feel so much better about what your accomplishments are once you start working with the coach. You're going to be saying, why did I take so long in doing this? So again, for those of you who joined the show today in the chat room, we did not get any calls, but we know how it is because some people are listening for work and they are not able to call in. But hey, I still love you. Download the show, send it to people to listen to. And I just want to thank you again for what you are doing for others. Remember, if you can change your life, you can change your future. And using and working with the right coach is one of the systems that you can use to do that. I want to remind you that you were created for and with a destiny. Before you came on this earth, there was certain destiny that you were called to do. And no one else, no one, absolutely no one, cannot do that something unless it's you. So I want to just encourage you to stay the course, keep doing God's work, and do not allow anyone to derail you. I will see you next week, same time, same place, here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson saying so long, and thank you for joining me today. Stay blessed and follow your destiny.
What's the plight that you've called? called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
You've been called to change.